Anzac Day Memories of Wartime with Howard Hendrick, DFC.
About the first year, they start calling up people, recruits, to go in the Army or the Navy or the Air Force, and they got a reasonable response. And quite a few soldiers were sent to England and some air crew as well. But then the Japanese come into the war in 1942, and that caused a big hurry-up. The government were very, very worried when they saw Japanese armies advancing right through the islands and coming down to New Guinea, and they had an urgent call for all young people, men and women, 18 years and over, to join the armed forces, as it thought we could be invaded by the Japanese. It was getting very serious. Also, there was a problem in Europe as well. The Germans had advanced right through Europe, so they were asking for more recruits from the Empire. So anyway, I was 18 by this time, so I decided I'd like to be in the Air Force, even though I'd never seen an aeroplane in my life. But my father used to get the paper every night. It would come by bus and be thrown out, and I'd read the headlines about the Battle of Britain pilots and how famous they were in saving England. And I also used to read a few books about Biggles, which is all about air adventures, although a lot of my friends leant towards the Navy. Eventually, I joined the Air Force.